PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Hey, check this out. The biggest video of the year is here now.
The top-grossing film of the year is now on video cassette.
Stay here. I'll be back.
The movie that earned a staggering $52 million in its opening weekend alone and has totaled over $190 million to date.
Get down.
Live presents the world's undisputed box office hero.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator.
The megastar, whose films have totaled over $1.2 billion in ticket sales alone.
Come with me if you want to live.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Welcome to the Crespodome.
And that's the show.
Thank you. That one's just labeled Thug Life. Is that terrible? Yes. Isn't that terrible?
It is.
Vaguely
is,
racist,
that,
right?
That is so, I mean.
A white kid definitely
incredibly
did that.
Incredibly racist, but whatever. Oh my goodness. It's fine. It's totally cool. I mean, when I was 16 years old, if I was into making soundboards, I probably would have called that Thug Life.
Probably.
Because I was dumb and white and 16.
That third dab was a
bad. So how many times are we going to restart this episode?
No, we're good. We're good. Just trying to stay out of there, right? I think we're good. Check 1, 2. Bonus episode time. Here we go, guys. We are doing the spillover bonus episode. This is the movie news that we missed. I'm Chris Crespo. That's Juicer Cogburn. Did we do that part?
No. No, we did not.
I'm Chris Crespo. That's Juicer Cogburn. How you doing, Juicer?
I'm doing, man. I'm here. All right,
that's good.
Roofs are expensive.
Roofies are expensive?
No, not roofies. Roofs.
Roofs are expensive.
Roofs are expensive.
Roofs are expensive. Yes. Yes, they are.
I'm just putting that out there.
That's what's on your mind.
That's what I'm thinking. Yes, okay. That's what's on my mind.
Okay.
That's what's going on in Drew's head right now.
Just so you know.
Roofs
just
are expensive.
Just so everyone knows where Drewster Cogburn is at with all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa.
Damn, that was close.
I wonder if that picked up on the mics.
Probably. I mean, that was close.
All right, here we go, guys. We're talking about a whole bunch of stories, running the gamut about a whole bunch of stuff. For example, the running time for Blade Runner 2049 has been announced, Drew.
Saw this long.
You saw it?
Yes, I saw the article. Well, I saw an article.
How many articles do they have? Exactly. So the original is just under 2 hours long, and it is a methodically placed, deliberately paced 2 hours.
Yes.
What some people would call
long.
Others would call slow.
Yes.
Slow is what I was thinking.
Well, you feel the 2 hours.
Yeah, you're meant to be awash in it. Tack on another 30 minutes?
I mean, if it's good, I'm okay with that.
Exactly. Roger Ebert once said, no, what is it? All bad movies are too long. Bad movies are too long, and good movies are too short.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, something like this. Something along those lines. Word that it's relative to the quality of a movie and its runtime. It's all relative.
Oh, it
has to just earn its runtime.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
I mean, Zodiac is long as fuck, and I will watch it from beginning to end every time.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day, a 2 hour and 16 minute movie.
Totally goes by in like 10 minutes.
Then. So we're just asking for an extra 15 minutes of your time. But is it going to be Blade Runner style, methodically slower? All right, so I mean, Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford is a 3 hour movie. the assassination happens at the 2 hour and 30 minute mark.
Yeah.
And then it's 30 minutes of just the coward Robert Ford. That last 30 minutes may be my favorite 30 minutes.
There's a lot of people staring into wheat fields.
A lot of staring, a lot of walking, and horses walking slowly down roads and through forests, and people looking at each other like, I think he knows. I think he knows the truth. That kind of stuff.
The Toots.
The Toots! That's a different movie. I love those style movies, though. So.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, yeah. I agree with you.
I mean, it's good. It's got to be good.
Yeah, it's got to be good, though. Some of that shit's just like, what? The fuck is going on here?
End up with a Gods and General situation.
Oh, I still haven't. I can't. I tried.
Can you take the Gods? What's the Gods and Generals challenge, Drew?
I don't know, but I lasted about 35 minutes. And I was just like, fuck this. I do not care anymore.
Sean Connery. Let's hear your Sean Connery accent. Everyone's got one. Just pretend. Just give us a famous line from a James Bond movie, a Sean Connery.
Sometimes you just gotta slap a bitch.
Hey, there you go. Yes, the famous line. Sometimes you gotta slap a bitch. James Bond said in Dr. No. That was good. That was good. See, you can do it.
It's not awful.
Not awful at all. I feel like, all right. So everyone, pretty much everyone's got a Sean Connery in America.
Mm-hmm.
You got a Sean Connery. Mm-hmm. You got a Schwarzenegger.
I don't really have a Schwarzenegger.
Even Conan O'Brien has kicked open a door for you to just be able to go like, okay, yeah, sure, that's Schwarzenegger. You know, you're just doing it is, yes. Yes, it could be a refined Schwarzenegger. Or you could be like, hey, it's the end of Total Recall. I'm on the Mars, you know. Everyone's got a walk-in.
I do not.
You got a walk-in.
It is.
Give us a famous line from a walk-in movie. It's,
the walk-in thing is too subtle. I'm not adept enough at my language work.
It's like a halting. You just have to halt your speech in weird places and then emphasize words for no reason. So you're like, so the exercise I do to keep my walk-in tight is good for you. You say, good for you, good for you, good for you. Like a scale, like you're doing a guitar scale. You go up and down. Yeah. Aaron has a walk-in, a Schwarzenegger, a Connery. You say you didn't, but you had a Connery. I feel like there's another one. Anyway. What was the story? Oh, yeah. So Sean Connery. making a very rare public appearance. Because when he retired over 10 years ago, he did The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. And then he was like, fuck, I'm out. You know why he did that movie?
Because he got paid?
No. This came out recently. It was well known that he turned down Gandalf for the Lord of the Rings movies. Offered it, turned it down.
He fucking regrets that shit.
He regrets it. And he says because he read it, it was explained to him. He's like, I didn't get it. I didn't get the material. So that's why I said no. Because I didn't feel like I could do it justice. I didn't get it. Apparently, he was also offered Morpheus in The Matrix. He was like, I don't get it. May have also possibly been like, I don't want to have to go through the martial arts training that Fishburne ended up doing.
I think, you know, I think it worked out better with Lawrence.
It worked out better with Fishburne anyway. No. Side note, that happened with Warren Beatty. Tarantino wanted him to be Bill in the Kill Bill movies. And Beatty was on board until Tarantino started bringing up intense martial arts training. And Warren Beatty was like, even 15 years ago, I was like, dude, I'm in my late 50s, 60s. I'm not down for this. This is not my... I'm not going to get into the physical stuff.
Either. So we'll just get somebody who's already done it in the past.
Yeah. And then they got David Carradine, who isn't even that good at it. But.
No. But he had done it.
So Connery, having turned down these roles and then seeing how they blew up and they were huge things, and he's like, damn it. When League of Extraordinary Gentlemen came along...
He was like, fuck it, I'm on it.
He's like, it's a kind of an up-and-coming director. It's a big idea. It's a comic book. It's weird. I don't understand it. My instincts are telling me no, but... That bit me in the butt twice, so I'm going to say yes this time.
You should have stuck with your instincts, buddy.
And then he retired. He's like, God damn it, I'm watching you.
God damn, fucking fuck this up again.
Going back to Scotland, smack some women.
Yep.
And fight for the independence of Scotland. That's what he's doing. He's spending a lot of his time, yes.
Scottish independence.
Scottish independence. He's all about that.
They've been doing that for a while.
Yeah, and he's all about it, so that's what... So when he retired from acting, he walked off the set of The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen and never looked back. He also kind of retired from public life. He hasn't really been seen. whatever, just keeps to himself. He lives in a castle, apparently, in Scotland.
I mean, he's Sean Connery. I'm sure he owns a few castles.
He can do what he wants. He's Sean Connery.
He's probably making a fuck ton of money on Airbnb.
For most castles? Yeah, he is. He's running illicit hotels is what he's doing, really. So he makes a public appearance at the U.S. Open in Queens, New York, of all places.
Good for him.
Checking out a Roger Federer match. 87 years old. He's 87 years old.
Damn.
You know what?
He's still kicking.
Still kicking.
Probably still looks good, too.
Actually, I was going to say.
Bastard.
He's looking pretty
fucking
good.
Sean Connery.
So what they did, they put up, they saw him in the crowd, so they put him up on the Jumbotron between matches or whatever, and they played the James Bond music, and were like, ladies and gentlemen, Sean Connery. And everyone applauded. And apparently, the people that were sitting around him said he got a huge kick out of it. He was like, really? Some celebrities were like, oh, I don't want, especially him, he's so private. Oh, I don't want to. But he's like, no. So
well, here's the thing. I'm sure now it's been long enough to where he can appreciate it again.
He's like wondering, do people even remember me?
Yeah.
Look at the smile on his face there. Well, look how happy he looks there, right? And he's looking good for 87.
He does. He should bring the beard back. Now that he's losing the hair on the head.
Have the hair down below.
Yeah.
It's always good to have that balance.
Yeah, you got to have the balance. Now he's just... bald hair in the middle, bald.
Well, he's beaming. He's so happy, and he's chilling, and he's looking good. And
it's a weird look.
We miss you, Sean. I miss him, and I miss Gene Hackman. He another one who did a terrible movie and then walked off the set. Never looked back. Welcome to Mooseport.
Never saw.
Ray Romano. Yes.
Why do I remember that? That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
It's weird.
That was the last movie. And that he also just like you never see him ever again. Apparently, he did an episode of not did one, but there was Guy Fieri, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Gene Hackman just happened to be at a place, or maybe they set up ahead of time. Probably not. He happened to be at a place that they went to, and like they talked to him, and he was cool with like being on camera and stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's Gene Hackman.
He's Gene Hackman. Well, he could have been like, no, guys, no. I'm leaving. Like, I don't want you to don't use my image. Hellboy. They're making the R-rated one.
Mm-hmm.
Whole new cast, right? They got that guy, that big dude from Stranger Things, who's a sheriff, David Harbour. Mm-hmm. He's a new Hellboy.
Yes.
And they have a character called Major Ben Daimyo.
Okay.
Who's of Japanese descent, apparently. But they cast this guy, Ed Skrein, who was the villain from Deadpool.
Didn't he say no?
He dropped out.
Because he said, this motherfucker should be Asian? So, and I am definitely not that.
He puts out a letter via his Twitter account where he says, last week it was announced I'll be playing this character. I accepted the role unaware that the character was of mixed Asian heritage. There has been intense conversation and understandable upset since that announcement, and I must do what I feel is right. A little bit of a typo there. It is clear that representing this character in a culturally accurate way holds significance for people, and that to neglect this responsibility would continue a worrying tendency to obscure ethnic minority stories and voices in the arts. I feel it is important to honor and respect that. Therefore, I have decided to step down so the role can be cast appropriately. And this is also an interesting line. Representation of ethnic diversity is important, especially to me, as I have a mixed heritage family. So I wonder exactly to what extent he means by that. I am sad to leave Hellboy, but this decision brings us closer to this day. It is where that would make blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. You know, which is cool. Yeah, good for him. It shows that, hey, you don't have to hate white people.
Yeah. Hey, white people, you can say no to things.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you do, you get, like, everyone's like, oh my God! Hey, look at that awesome white guy.
Hey, good for that guy. You know what? Ed Skrein, first time he's for real, like on my radar by doing that because I didn't give a fuck about him.
Exactly.
Like he was the worst part of Deadpool.
I mean, yeah, he was.
This villain is so bland. Wasn't he also in Trainspotter? The Trainspotter.
I think he was the Trainspotter.
I think he was the Trainspotter. He was the Trainspotter.
Yeah.
The Trainspotter Refunded. What was it called? Something like that.
Trainspotter Refunded is correct. If I had seen that movie, I would have wanted it back, my money back.
Right. Speaking of refunding, I didn't even mean to do that. Maybe it was like subliminal. So Showtime.
Yeah.
And also, keeping it with movies, Mayweather McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
They did a whole, I guess it was maybe through Fathom or whatever, but
sure.
Theater exhibitors were able to rent it and then sell tickets. For
ridiculous amount of money.
Oh my God. So much money. And they made a bunch of money doing it. Showtime. The Showtime Network. They were carrying the fight.
Uh-huh.
And due to so many people trying to access it at the same time, just like when, you know,
Game of Thrones, last episode.
Trying to watch the last episode of Game of Thrones, most watched episode of any HBO show ever.
What?
Yeah, the last episode of Game of Thrones.
So people are just watching Game of Thrones now?
Same thing happened with Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad was breaking records in their last season because people started generally catching up between seasons 4 and 5, and then they only went to 6 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing's happening here. People are catching up.
Yeah.
It's such a...
I mean, everybody's...
Pop cultural, zeitgeist type thing.
It really is.
That people just getting sucked in.
It's one of those shows.
My brothers almost got my mom convinced to check it out. These days, I honestly have no idea how they would react to shows anymore.
It's so ridiculous that people aren't watching this show.
Well, it's not for everyone. They just... My parents just started watching Newsroom.
Good for them.
Yeah, they love it.
Shows... Awesome.
My mom is loving it.
It's fucking amazing. Oh, God, man. Now I want to start watching Newsroom again. That first episode fucking got me hook, line, and sinker. I was like, I'm in. For as many as they do, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. They. But it's, what, 3 seasons and they were done?
Yeah, that was it. Only 3. It's a great ride, though. It was a fun show.
Well, I think Showtime... All right, it's not Showtime the Network, but Showtime Networks is who put on the pay-per-view.
Okay.
So it was people who paid $100 and then they couldn't see the fight.
Sucks for them.
So they're trying to get their money back.
Damn straight.
They should just watch the Newsroom.
Yep. They should just watch
the
Newsroom.
Speaking of Game of Thrones...
What about it?
Most recent season.
Yes.
All the cool, crazy effects, like, they spent the most money so far. They're also... Not only is the ratings going up, but the budgets are going up too, right?
Yeah, but not... I mean... Some things are getting lost.
Oh, sure. Yes, absolutely. The characterization and character development is getting lost in favor of spectacle and plot movement.
Mm-hmm.
The show was known for moving at a glacial pace. People complained that nothing was happening over the course of 8-10 episodes. And then for the hammer to drop at the end, because really things are moving so subtly that they're moving to a place that then weren't enough. Like, boom, shit can happen. The last season was all about...
Shit happening.
Shit just happened. It was like Mexican telenovela style. Boom.
Dude,
boom,
it really
boom.
Was. Here, it
revelation,
was,
revelation, it was, action scene, death.
It was the fastest season by far. I
expect more of that for.
And it was just, it was like, and go, 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 done.
Next season. Next season, 6 episodes. Maybe each episode possibly could be like 80 minutes like that.
Well, I mean, we gotta wait till fucking what, 2019?
2019. Which I'm fine with.
I mean, a year and a half is fine.
Whatever. There's plenty of other stuff to watch in the meantime. So that most recent season, which we just watched, what do you think is the special effect? Which special effect would surprise you the most is a practical effect? And if you say the dragon, I'm going to shit punch you out this studio.
I mean, there wasn't enough up close of the dragon for it to be a practical effect.
Oh, you mean like a head or something? Yeah, yeah, sure. Well, yeah, they could build a head.
Yeah, something like I would have, like, maybe from, like, you know, like halfway the neck up, maybe,
sure.
And like a piece of a wing I could have seen.
No, but no, not that.
But no, but no, I mean, the way they shot it, there's no fucking way any of those dragons were anything but digital.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe some of the makeup on the White Walkers.
Oh, sure. I'm sure there's another makeup. Where's the yeah, like the one at the end, the white at the end. I'm talking about the flaming sword.
Oh, no, that was real.
That thing was totally real.
Yeah.
It was a practical effect. These guys were walking around with swords on fire.
There's no way. Yeah, no, digital fire does not look like real fire at all.
And that looked really
good. That was real fire.
So this is according to the actor, the guy with the patch,
uh-huh.
Who's wielding it. The sword is not CGI. That's real flames every single time. It lasts about 2 minutes. So I could only use it for 2 minutes, and then it would start to go out, so we had to start all over again. Also, I had to slow my sword.
Sword swing.
I'm going to read that whole thing. No, I'm not. Also, I had to slow my sword arm down by about 20%. So if I was doing a move, I would just do it quick with the sword. But with the sword on fire, you can't move that fast. Otherwise, the flame would go out. Yep. So you've got to move just slightly slower, but more effort. Also, it weighs 3 times as much as a normal sword. So it's just this big club, really. Where's the description of it? It's like a tube of some sort.
Okay.
It's a tube.
Cool. Yeah. It's on fire. It looked awesome.
It is awesome. Looks really cool. Fire effects are awesome. My favorite was they did a huge fire stunt where the first time, when was it? When Daenerys shows up and she's just like napalms the whole line of.
Oh, no, that was real fire.
Yeah, that was the fire effects. Yeah. Because it will come down. It would hit them in a big ball of CG flame, and then would go away, and then there were like 8 to 10 people
on real fire,
like on fire. Yeah. Like damn, like these live burns have gotten so intense with whatever gels. I think it's the gel.
It is.
You almost just be covered. Because then also when it starts like burning off, and you see the white gel underneath, you can just explain that away. Like, oh, that's whatever residue is left over from the dragons.
Exactly. Sure. Uh huh. Yeah,
Watchmen.
Well, and it also helps that those guys were wearing armor on top of it, so it really hides the burn suit itself.
They're wearing a burn suit under the armor, but then the armor's gonna get hot, extra hot under the fire.
I'm sure that's fake. That's not real armor, dude.
What then? What is it? What plastic? That's gonna melt. What withstands the fire?
I don't know.
Metal.
Damn it.
Hot ass metal. Oh, that! What an intense stunt. They were on. Yeah. That goes back to Watchmen. Watchmen was the first time they used that gel, and it was the first time in a movie they ever did a like no suit, no anything burn a guy. Like they just set a guy on fire, like his whole upper body, and it's like such a blatant shot where they just like he's on camera. They show him like gently set the guy on fire, and then he's just like holding his arm out. And he's like, and then he runs out of hall and then around a corner so they can set him out, put him out. It's funny stuff. Oh, my new favorite segment. Ready for this?
Sure.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, money, money.
It just said money.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar.
All right. Lawsuits. Let's talk some lawsuits. I got some legal news. Movie legal news. A Lynyrd Skynyrd movie was in the works about the plane crash.
Okay.
Ostensibly, it was based on one person. A person who lived. It's Artemis Pyle, the drummer. Apparently, he violated the 1988 consent order governing the use of the Lynyrd Skynyrd name. Mm-hmm. The lawsuit was brought against him by Cleopatra Records. Johnny Van Sant, Ronnie Van Sant, and
whoever owns the rights.
Yeah, exactly. Blah, 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 blah. According to the lawsuit, surviving band members agreed that Pyle, the drummer who left the band in 1991 after the crash, could tell his own life story, but that the movie would cause irreparable harm by destroying their right to use the Lynyrd Skynyrd name in history. So he's trying to make a Lynyrd Skynyrd movie. Lynyrd Skynyrd was like, nope. And a judge said, correct.
There we go.
So he's not allowed to. Meanwhile, on the flip side, Warner Brothers, Conjuring,
mm-hmm.
$900 million lawsuit against the entire Conjuring franchise is moving forward. That Sweet. One got the okay. So apparently some dude wrote a book with the Warrens,
mm-hmm.
the supposed demonologists,
the real peeps
with the fake news, mm-hmm. the fake demon news.
Yeah,
they wrote a book in the early 80s, and this guy contends that The Conjuring and subsequent works are based on very much on his stuff, and that he has a written agreement with the Warrens that he should be in on any movie deals in some sort of capacity, and he was not brought in on this stuff at all. And the Conjuring universe is making all these movies. It's tons of money, very successful, and he wants his cut.
Okay. Sure.
Warner Brothers is pretty much arguing that it's true events, true people, true life, so you can't really have a copyright on that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the court, at this stage, are like, we're not going to put the bet. We're not. This is not the stage to argue whether or not this shit really happened. So that's kind of up in the air there because of, like, it's not real, the demonology. It's all a bunch of BS, man.
The people who study it are real people.
Yes, but the stories are
telling
about demons and, getting in people and then having to exorcise them, and they, like, they break all their bones and their head spins backwards and they're like...
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Right. No. That's just not real.
All right. We're on the same page. Excellent.
Specto Patronum!
New segment.
Harry Potter dubstep?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I said Harry Potter remix. That's pretty fun.
So weird.
New segment. Suicide Squad update.
I don't care.
People do, though. Because it made almost $800 million.
But I don't.
And Suicide Squad 2 won't be able to go into production until fall of 2018. I mean, it won't come out till like the end of 2019.
Which means nobody's going to care even more.
Even more. Even more or less caring. And it is specifically because the movie's going to be revolved even more around the character of Deadshot, played by Will Smith.
Yeah.
And Will Smith is already busy on Aladdin because he's the genie. Uh-huh. And another movie called Gemini. Which is, let's see, does this say what Gemini is? Gemini is a movie that's coming out with Will Smith.
All right.
So, you don't care at all about Suicide Squad 2?
Neither do I. No.
Isn't that crazy?
No.
But it made so
it's
much money.
It's amazing how little I care about it.
What about the Joker Harley Quinn movie they want to make? You care about that?
I somehow care even less, although I wouldn't mind seeing Margot Robbie in that getup again.
Well, they're doing Gotham City Sirens. David Ayer's directing that instead of Suicide Squad 2. And that is Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, and...
What, Catwoman?
I think so.
He's probably throw some other ones in there that I'm less familiar with.
Just throw them in there. Who gives a shit? Well, ladies in skimpy clothing. That's what it's going to be. Led by Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
In the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they also want to make... They want to make that. They want to make Joker, Harley Quinn, and they want to make a Joker origin movie.
So, I mean...
What a bunch of nonsense.
The Joker origin movie, I don't care if it's directed by fucking whoever think is the best director in the world. Whoever your personal best director is, I don't care if it's directed by that dude. It's gonna be a fucking garbage movie, piece of shit,
man,
hands down.
What if it's directed by like Wes Anderson?
It'd be weird ass Joker movie.
It'd be like a lot of
that would be the least violent, most happy Joker movie probably ever. Unless he goes super dark, in which case
it'd be manic. Yes. It'd be manic sad.
In which case, yes, I do want to see it.
But a Tarantino Joker origin movie.
See, why do I have to go Joker origin? Why can't I just get a Tarantino Joker movie?
I agree.
Why does it have to be the origin?
Why can't
it just be a Joker story?
Why we gotta be explaining things, yo?
Yeah.
So much explanations, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We like mystery.
I do.
It's fun.
It is. I mean, how did Flint Steele lose his arm and get the metal hand? Who knows? You know what? You'll never know. Just accept it.
He lost it in the war. In the Great War of South America.
Or did he lose it?
Of 2029?
Or did he lose it in a fat girl?
Ew. Oh, that's a different
How did he lose it, Chris? How did he lose it?
True.
It's a mystery.
Would you rather see... Suicide... New segment, Drew.
would Drew rather...
Smoke weed every day.
Yes. Yes, I would.
That's the intro to your new segment. No, not that. No, see that.
Yes. No, that is the intro to my new segment.
No.
Actually, that's the intro to all my segments.
Intro to all your segments?
That's the intro to my life.
Here's the intro to your segment.
Circus. Afro circus. Afro circus. Afro. Polka dot. Afro.
Would Drew rather see Suicide Squad 2 or Maleficent 2?
Wait. Maleficent 2.
2?
Yep.
How? What?
They're working. They got the guy who wrote Jez. This person's name is Jez Butterworth. J-E-Z, real person.
Jez
Butterworth wrote the screenplay for Edge of Tomorrow.
He got made fun of a lot when he was a kid.
Of course. Maybe his name is Jezebel or Jezemiah or Jez Ezekiel or Jezizel. Jez Butterworth wrote the screenplay for Edge of Tomorrow, and he's Inspector, and he's been brought in to do a rewrite on Maleficent 2. So what should you care? Pick one, Drew.
Fuck, they're both so unneeded and worthless. Suicide Squad.
Wow.
At least it's got Will Smith.
I pick Will Smith over Angelina Jolie.
Okay, if you're going to break it down like that.
Yeah,
I guess so. I don't think they have yet to pick a director for Suicide Squad 2. And obviously, Maleficent 2 doesn't have one either. Oh, yeah, he made the whole rant about directors. So I don't care about that. No, that was with the Joker movie, but anyway.
Still, yeah, don't care. Okay. Makes no difference.
Not swayed much.
Nothing's going to sway me on that.
What about the involvement of Jez Butterworth?
Don't know who the fuck that is.
He wrote Edge of Tomorrow.
Man's got a silly name.
He's got a silly name. He wrote Edge of Tomorrow. He's also writing. Not only did he take a stab at Maleficent 2, the reason likely that Disney asked him to do that is because they probably liked what he turned in for Cruella. Yes, they're doing it, Drew. They're doing it.
So what? Now, do we have a 101 Dalmatians universe?
It's all part of the Disney universe. So Cruella's gonna be some sort.
Is it part of the universe? Are all these things connected?
The Disney universe? Yeah, sure. Right. If you go to Disney World, it's all worlds. It's all connected.
I think that's the way it works.
You're freaking me out with your hands. You got like a hand bane thing going on there.
A what?
And you're also stretching your eyes out, giving yourself extra Chinese eyes. Looks very strange.
I'm sorry. It's not a visual podcast. No one else can see what I'm doing.
I know. That's why it's freaking me out. I got to explain it so people...
Eye-bane.
So,
you're doing eye-bane thing.
You're doing eye-bane. You're doing eye-bane.
What the fuck does that even mean?
You tell me, man. So, a Cruella movie's happening. I bet you it's just a backdoor way to get into remaking 101 Dalmatians live action again. Because didn't they do that already once with Glenn Close as Cruella?
Yes.
So they're just like, let's do it again. But this time, it's go back one step further and make a Cruella movie. Then we make 101 Dalmatians.
I don't care about Cruella's backstory. Her name's Cruella DeVille. She's the cruel devil. She's an evil bitch. That's all that matters.
Don't you want to know what made her an evil bitch? She used to be kind.
She probably got scorned by some dude.
Scorned by a dude. That's probably going to be how Dublin's going to be, right?
Exactly.
Maleficent did give us a straight up date rape allegory to explain her sudden need to... What was that movie about? I can't remember.
Getting her wings back. Right? Something about wings. I think there were wings involved.
Yes, wings. No, her wings got cut off while she got drugged, put to sleep, and then Chappie cut off her wings and became the prince.
Yeah.
And it was a date rape allegory.
No.
It's horrifying.
It was.
I was seeing your children.
They had no idea what was going on.
Do they know why?
No, they don't.
Why is this
nope.
a movie? Did I have anything? I thought I had something else. I put my phone away. I guess not. So, let's look at the time again.
So what, Chris?
I need to get some dinner.
So, chicken butt.
What in the butt? Chicken butt. What? In the butt.
No.
Sticking feathers over your butt does not make you a chicken.
Correct.
I gotta catch up with some Preacher and some Twin Peaks.
Sure.
We should do a talking to. We haven't done a TV. Episode in a while, and we're really behind on TV shows. So we're gonna have to do one where we talk about TV shows for like a minute.
I mean, in the way we've been watching the TV too, like half this stuff, I don't even remember what the fuck's going on.
That's why each segment's gonna be so short.
Oh.
That's how that's gonna work. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. We'll be right back.
What in the actual fuck was that?
What was that?
Yeah.
The end of the show.
Awesome. All right.
A PFT Media production.